And look, in my personal life, I've seen a lot of people who've had a lot of potential to do great things for God, but they blow it. You know why? Because they're not faithful. They're not consistent. You know, and God doesn't require for you to be just this amazing Christian. He doesn't require for you to have just this amazing depth of knowledge of the Bible. He doesn't require for you to be a great orator. You know what he requires? For you to be faithful, to be counted faithful. Just be consistent, be diligent. And often that's the most difficult thing for people to do. You know, just to be consistent in the smallest of matters. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. So the Bible tells us there, you want God's blessing? Be faithful. Amen. Don't skip a beat. You know, do what you're supposed to do constantly when you're supposed to do it. And guess what? That's where God's blessing is. But you know what? If you're on and off as a Christian, you know, you're on fire one minute, but you're not on fire the next. There's no blessing in that. You know, it's not worth anything just to burn out for God like in a week. You're like, yeah, you know, King James only, post-trib, replacement, hate homos, all these things. And then you're not even in church the next couple weeks.
Come on.
It's like, well, that was short-lived. You know? But you know, to have all those qualities, but to be faithful, that says a lot right there.
Amen.
Okay?